will never be, never be.
How do you know these lyrics, Jim?
Because I've heard this song a thousand times now.
Because we're dirty little fucking freaks. Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Yay. Look at who our guest is. Jessica fucking Michelle Singleton. I gave you another name. You already have three names like a serial killer.
You
Jessica
never have
Michelle Singleton.
Jessica fucking Michelle Singleton.
Fucking Jessica Singleton.
Fucking was
here.
My grandmother's name.
Okay, pardon me. I so apologize. How rude.
It's actually a town in Austria. There was a sign that said
fucking.
The name of the town was Fucking.
But you're not from fucking Austria. You're from fucking Alaska.
I am.
You are.
She's the only intentional.
Sarah Palin.
She's the only intentional.
Can you see Russia from your house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see how much I hate Sarah Palin from my house.
Hey! See what you did there? Rules of the box. I was going to say, are you pissed that she's eclipsed you in the comedy world without even trying?
Oh, God,
that
what a
fucking
nightmare.
Bitch.
Anytime I'm from Alaska, that's immediately the first thing that comes up is like, so, Sarah Palin. I'm like, remember when people used to ask about Northern Lights? That was, remember those guys?
Yeah.
You oh, my God.
You. Also, that accent, by the way, nobody in Alaska has
no.
that
no.
accent.
No.
What the fuck is that? What is it?
It's a psychopath.
No, a psychopath accent, yeah. No, but apparently there were...
Fred,
stop
it.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Fred.
No, Fred,
it's
no.
It's not your cheese, man. It's not your cheese.
It's not your cheese, motherfucker.
Nacho, see, nacho. It's nacho cheese. It's,
okay.
See, it's a...
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, it's...
Jim's showing off
it's an Ebonics
for the young pretty girl. Okay, go ahead.
I got you.
But no, but apparently there were a bunch of people from Minnesota who moved into part
oh,
of Alaska.
Right, right.
And sold that. She got that accent there, you know.
Right, but somebody
that's your accomplishing the wood chipper.
Somebody said just that her voice is like a, it's like a, do you said this? It's like a chainsaw cutting through a bicycle. It's so
yes.
fucking annoying.
Oh, it's
just,
so annoying. Oh, yeah. I can see, I mean.
I would have guys call, we'd play sound bites on the show and I'd have guys call and go, oh, Jesus, my balls just hit the back of my throat. Please don't play anymore Sarah Palin.
Oh, she's the worst. Bites.
Steph, I don't remember you ever being this filthy. But even when we hang out in the parties, you don't.
I filth it up for the happy hour. John Melendez has brought our beautiful
yay.
New sacrificial virgin to the happy hour.
Ooh, yay. People think I'm a virgin.
I knew
sure
Jim would show
part.
Up because John knows all the young, hot, female, straight comics.
Yes, I do. Yes, and I also know the hot lesbian ones because I also had tried to hook up with Dane the Eagle.
God.
And that didn't go as, it went as well as me and Steph.
Well, at least it wasn't Dane Cook.
It went as well as you and every other straight woman you tried to hook up with as well.
Look.
Is John a bit of a dog on the comedy?
He's relentless. He's relentless.
Oh,
the last time I was in Vegas, and I don't know if I should admit this. This is not a good, this is not good.
Nothing, trust me, would fucking shock me. Just.
All right, well, the girl was.
Stain your beautiful reputation.
The girl was married. All right, so we're sitting down at the slots, whatever. Not the slots,
not
hers. The one around the bar.
Not
he wishes.
Well, and I we started talking and we started hitting off because you know how charming I am, and
we need more booze.
Got it right here, baby.
So, but she had a great top half, but when we got up to go back to my room,
he's such a pig.
Oh, aren't you so judgy, guy in the flip flops and Harley Davidson t-shirt?
Yeah, she was a little heavier than I anticipated.
Oh. You know, we can't all be as fit as you, John.
Yeah,
but it didn't matter.
I'm better than you.
But it didn't matter because we ended up having sex and everything.
Wow,
of course.
And then. In the morning, and I swear to God, and you
this
can pull
is the
this.
Most feminist story I've ever heard, Jessica. So, this is so awesome.
You can
get out.
I don't know how it is for you in the younger generation.
A woman needs a man like a barracuda needs a trampoline.
Yeah,
but
it's a fucking delight for us old lesbians.
Steph,
oh, man.
I swear on my life. At like 4 in the morning after we're done, after I performed, you know.
What time did you take her back to the room? 3:58?
So then.
You were there.
At
wow.
4 in the morning, I swear, Steph, it was just.
Wait, you were her farting.
She was farting for about an hour.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
Did you guys do it in the butt?
That's a
Are
good
you
question.
Even really sure?
I don't remember.
I love her
he
already.
He
oh my
tell.
God, I love her so much.
He couldn't tell which end he was doing.
Where, like the old Newlywed Game thing. Where did you do it? In the butt, Bob.
In the butt, Bob.
You made whoopee in the butt.
In the butt.
Oh, you remind me of Anna
Yeah,
Kendrick.
Did you, John? What's
Could
the
have
deal?
Got trapped Aaron?
I might have. I might have. Oh, okay. I might have. I think right. I might have.
And Sheila, aren't you a careful lover?
Well, that's one of my favorite.
I might have fucked her in the ass. I don't know.
Just,
they call you Bicycle Pump.
That's one of my favorite.
I'm not supposed to remember everything.
You're like Santa Claus, but you just bring women UTIs.
I don't know. You know, there's a hole. Bam.
Nobody liked the UTI in the box.
It was warm.
Oh, wow. We got a Sean for laugh from Sean. All right.
Yeah.
So, well, that was a delightful story. Yeah. Jessica, this is, but you are a delight that John has brought us, and you are a fetal stem cell. You are literally half my age.
Oh.
It's all right. It's okay.
Who isn't?
Oh, you look great.
Oh, go fuck yourself in the ass till you fart.
I couldn't even process that. You look amazing.
Thank you so much.
Isn't she hot? Well, let me ask you a question. Oh, have you ever been? Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
She's had a
I've like
lot
played
of work.
With boobs. I've never gone have down you? On a woman because wow. vaginas scare me.
Wow. Wow, I'm you know I'm all about the boobs, so this could work out.
I always feel like I could probably end up in a relationship with like a transgendered person who doesn't want to undergo operation because I'm like boobs and like and right. a dick. No, I know that's very much. Probably insensitive well, for
no,
me to
it's
say.
Very insensitive, and we encourage that.
But I don't know how to go down on a vagina, so if you have a penis, really? It's just easier for me.
Well,
it's
okay.
Right.
How, yeah. how don't you know
Jim,
how?
Thanks for
I
looking
mean,
up for you tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'd, that's the thing is that I kind of want to do it just because I'm like, I feel like I want the validation of being like, yeah, I knew I'd be good at this. Yeah, I knew I'd be able to like find the clit real easy.
I know how to go down on a vagina and I have a penis.
Wait
so
a minute. Like, excuse me. Let me just go back to my area of interest. What do you mean? What do you mean with boobs? Like, was it just by way of hello? Like, oh, honk,
a,
honk.
Oh,
like,
I said hello.
Oh, hi, honk.
No, it was like a college, like,
all
sort of like
college,
a bunch
of
people, like, all, like, almost an orgy, and then it just sort of, like, dissipated. It was like, a sad orgy.
Hey, when that happens, that's
like, oh, you want to yeah. That's like the sound effect to my sex life.
Hey, this is so hot.
It starts off so exciting, and then it's like, oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no, what happened?
Oh, God, we've been doing it for 3 minutes already.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
why is my nose bleeding?
Like, yeah. I don't know why. I just, because when you said boom play,
I think
just,
called
like,
a bloody Sanchez,
I pictured, like, but... you know, like, I don't know, speed bags. Like, I'm just like, I don't, literally,
I hate who I am.
What? Just Ronda Rousey on your, like, just,
I'm not comfortable with sexuality. Yeah, I've, like, made out with chicks and stuff. I find there's a woman I find attractive.
Me too.
I knew you've gone there.
Yeah, well, I went to college. Like, what do you, it's like,
come on.
I have to get
that's
these
what college
drinks.
Is for.
I knew you were dirty.
Dirty? I'm human.
That's why
Jesus,
I hit on you.
John, really?
Oh,
I was hoping you would, you know, like give it to an older.
But what? Like, I'm not a charity worker.
Good one.
What is she fucking like? Mother Teresa for dicks? Fucking guys in Harley Davidson
all
t-shirts?
All my children come into my home. I don't have one. Just be in my vagina. Like, what? What?
Wow.
Okay. No, I was so nice to you. I bought you drinks. I got you free drinks all night.
You
really?
Did not. He gets free drinks from the bartender there.
That's right.
And then what do you guys think? Like, oh,
he
wow,
half
thanks.
Can
I just have
here.
The $5? Like,
ooh, wait. A Bud Light.
Ooh, $5. Ooh. I'm going to spread my legs. I'm already wet.
Get whatever you want as long as it's $5.
Be still my heart. A Bud Light in a can.
What? Oh, my God. What? It's too much.
You shouldn't have.
Well, did I ever tell you the story, Jessica? I
no, really, you shouldn't have.
I was in Atlanta with Craig Shoemaker.
Oh, no. Did you try fuck him,
the
too?
Love
no.
He's the love master.
I know. But, oh, he's great.
But, you know, I headlined the first night. But so I was going to be leaving to Atlanta. So I decided that I would call DirecTV and postpone my DirecTV thing. Because I had this cute girl on the phone. And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh,
cute you? Girl on the phone.
Exactly. She sounded so cute, yes. Which usually means that they're a pig.
So it was a guy breathing helium.
But hold on. So what happened was... So,
Hi. I want to suck your dick.
Oh, you sound cute.
So what happened was, is that, you know, she said that she lives in Alabama. She's close by, which is 3 hours away. And
she comes from Alabama with a banjo on
her knee.
It's amazing what close by is for pussy, for a guy. New pussy. Not old right. pussy, but ooh, new pussy.
Drive across
3 hours?
State lines.
Right.
But she came.
She came did. There?
She came to the
I mean,
show.
You should have known she was going
to
be a mom.
She came to the show, and guess what? She, of course, I killed, as you know. And
Literally, killed someone.
What are you, Donald Trump? As you know,
as you know,
I'm always fucking great.
I'm the great. Best.
I'm huge. Make comedy great again.
But anyway, so then we went back to my place, and we had sex all night. And after we were done, she said, "You know what? I'm going to give you free DirecTV for life."
Oh, that is, what? Oh
my God. I
One
swear
of the
my life.
Moments of life.
I Fine. Banged her again for the NFL package. Banged her again for the MLB.
Okay.
No, I swear to God, it's true. So
that really happened?
I swear. Right. So I still have free DirecTV.
I mean, how low was her bar? You're right? Getting free DirecTV. No, did you eat her ass?
I think it's how often was she at the bar.
I mean, he's worth premium tiers. Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I should own DirecTV.
So Jessica Michelle Singleton, three names, serial killer. Yay. You moved from Mississippi to Alaska.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in sixth grade. So I went.
Wow.
10,
so, you had a little bit of
family.
I tell you what.
A little bit of cousin inside
bit.
Me? Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Sorry. It's okay, you guys. On. He was cute.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I had a cute cousin too. Then.
Listen, if you've been duggered, we don't judge. Whatever. Okay.
I'm totally kidding. What? But yeah, okay. No, I was a little bit country. My mom is like a crazy person.
And your dad was a little bit rock and roll?
Yeah. And then he left. That's what rock and roll does. Mm. It's just like, peace out, kids. I'm a rambler.
So he was a little bit cunty. She was a little bit country. He was a little bit.
Yeah.
You can be a male cunt. I mean, come on.
Sure. So in England.
Yeah, look at John.
Bloody hell, you cunt.
So, all right. So you were how old now and you moved to Alaska?
Sixth grade. My mom came home and she's like, "I got a job in Alaska, kids." And then the next week we were packed into a car and we drove from Mississippi to Alaska. It was 13-day.
Wow. No, wait. Without dad, of course.
Without dad. But, he left. But, he peaced out when I was about 8. He... left me in a Waffle House.
Oh, in a Waffle House.
He'd be right back, and then
Was it a Belgium Waffle House?
I wish. That would have been fancier. Put me off waffles for life.
You know what? I don't feel bad about calling him a cunt now, but okay.
Yeah. Big old cunt.
We moved to Germany when I was in fifth grade.
Did you really? That's where I was born.
Really?
Yeah, in Wiesbaden. Right outside of Frankfurt. I was there for 3 years. Dad was in the
Deutsch?
Military. Huh?
You speak German?
Nine. Not anymore, but I'm trying to get back into it.
I had to learn quickly because...
Apparently when I was little...
Do you guys want to sing Fatherland or anything? Or
Oh, Fatherland, Fatherland, show us the way.
I'll just stick to eating sausage.
Okay.
Oh,
and beer. Like that wasn't supposed to be sexual.
This is Jim's favorite happy hour ever. Okay. So, Jessica, how many siblings? Who did you go?
I have one brother who I grew up with, and then when we moved to Alaska, my mom remarried, so two younger stepbrothers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now I'm reading your biographical information. You said I was a weird kid and kept to myself. I was picked on and bullied.
Me too. That's me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Anyone that ends up in radio or comedy is a weird fucker.
We might be related.
Yeah. Are you my real father? I was also
Jim's your real father.
I was actually created through artificial insemination.
This is why we booked you.
He is your father.
That was Jim's cum. Oh my God, this is so exciting.
I am your father.
I'm your father.
Daddy. That's my biggest fear is that I will one day sleep with my dad.
I am your father.
Jessica, are we creeping you out?
This is just how I pictured it. No, that seems exactly
you are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
If I was an older man, I feel like that's who I would be. This makes sense.
Okay, so let me just say, you're in a broken down old lesbian's basement who's hitting on you, a middle-aged straight guy.
This is my dream.
That thinks he's going to fuck you, and then a guy that's claiming to be your father so he can also fuck you. Are you?
This is the peak of my...
It puts the lotion on its arms. It puts the lotion on.
I'll put the lotion anywhere. I'm so sad.
Okay, this is the weirdest happy hour ever.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, you have a boyfriend, though, right?
Yeah. I do have a boyfriend. He's a nice
man. How long you been with him?
Buzzkill.
Serge?
5.5 months, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Aww. What'd you meet in Vegas?
Where'd you meet him?
No, I'm not you.
That's longer than
she met him
marriages.
At the candy store.
He's a comedian. I met him doing comedy.
Who is it?
Yeah, his name's Danny Jollis. He's very funny.
Oh, I haven't heard him.
So there, take that.
I haven't heard of him.
All right, now... Will. Okay, so instead of becoming a serial killer like most people with three names do, who was weird and different, you said halfway through high school you became friends with a lot of people, you stopped trying to hold in my thoughts, people were all of a sudden like, she's funny, she's not a creepy weird person, which you're probably also a creepy weird person.
I was also so creepy and weird, but people were like okay with it. It was one of those things where people would like, I had like a couple of people that like bullied me,
right?
And I would just kind of, like pick, okay, whatever, and then I... one day I just started just snapping back with comebacks.
Right.
Instead of just being like, turn the other cheek.
Right.
And then they were very harsh, funny, mean comebacks. And people were like, oh, my God, she's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
It was this really weird, like, sad, lame version of, like, a Disney movie where it's like, oh, I'm cool now. This means nothing.
Man. You became the homecoming queen.
Yeah, it was just crazy because I still wore sweatpants, like, every day of high school. And I was like, man, how low is this bar? I do a bit about it in my act, but it's like going home is such a self-esteem boost.
Right.
Because it's like,
you were I was the homecoming queen.
I'm a 10 in Alaska, and in Hollywood, they're like, get out of here, creepy lawn gnome.
Hey, let me tell you, sexy, you were a 10 in Vegas.
Anyone's
I'm
a 10
same. I went to a little, you know, it was a little town, yeah.
Where are you from?
Exactly, a 10 in Lockport, New York.
Oh, okay.
Right outside Buffalo, so I was like a
you're a 10 here, a 10. Look at you.
And then I came out to USC, and I was like, oh, Jesus, all the fucking models and actresses.
With their, like, lips and the Jesus fake Christ. Boobs, and I'm like, I can't.
Right? I cannot literally even. Jessica,
yeah, I literally cannot.
Cannot literally even.
I love this. Here's the other thing I love about you. So you got in the finals of Florida's Funniest Person, which that is a tough competition because those
are crazy fuckers. Just fireworks everywhere.
This has happened to me. This is like you and I are the same. Organizer were wowed by your set. You put her in the finals, but said to clean up your act.
And then
you said I took clean as Disney clean. This is what happened to me, right? Disney, the late night show. And then you said it's not that funny, but it's clean. Of course, you bombed.
Oh, it was terrible. It was this my second time ever doing comedy, and it was just this like really like,
hi.
Like I could have done the same act I did the first night and just taken out the fucks.
Right.
But I
don't ever take out the fucks. Just
but
yet.
I didn't
That's
know that. I didn't know what like comedy club clean was. So I was like, well, I obviously like can't talk about sex. I won't talk about drinking. And it was just really corny. Also, I tried to do something with a music cue, which was, I will never do music in my act again because it went so bad where I was like, I said a line and I was like waited for the music and I was like, oh God.
That's like stuffing with me on the board.
And then I got that like afterwards, you know, the people coming up and being like, well, you know, you got up there.
Well, you
That's
did it.
Brave.
Well, yeah. You did. Okay.
You were
that
there.
That was great.
I went to a bar with friends afterwards, and this old man, it was a college bar, but this like older guy came up, and he's like, hey, I want you to know that I saw you at the comedy club tonight, and I also saw you on Tuesday, and I don't know what happened between then and now, but keep on keeping on. And I was like, wow, thanks.
That
is so helpful.
Thank you.
I did a...
thank you, old guy from Billy Joel's song.
He's like, why are you here? Yeah, who...
I did something involving impressions, which is you know what I do. But another guy had stolen my act. He was doing exactly what I had done.
Oh no!
And he had to follow him.
And but he won, and I didn't.
Oh
and,
no!
And this girl there that was really into me, and I would have gone after her, except my sister was there.
Was his name Carlos Mencia?
Creo que no.
No. No.
You know that reference.
Oh, who? Yeah, of course I know that.
No, but he's notorious for that.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's weird to me to think anyone doesn't know that, but I guess he still like sells out casinos, so people don't know.
See, this
him.
Is why I thought you'd be perfect for Happy Hour, because you're a filthy little fucking cunt like I am.
Yes.
Right?
I am a filthy little fucking cunt.
Yes. Mm, yes. Baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they did that to me in my late night show. They're like, oh, we love what you do on the radio. So don't, all right, don't do that. Just
don't do that.
Do not do that.
We love what you did. Everything except completely different.
Right. Margaret Cho and I bonded on a couple happy hours ago because they did the same thing to her with her sitcom. They got to, like, Disney's got to sanitize you and make you know. Geez.
That's exactly what happened to me.
You
at the
don't
Tonight
sanitize
show.
Margaret Cho.
Yeah, this is what
I am, a filthy little whore in my basement.
It just takes away from who the person is. Like, it's one thing because I think you'll see, like, I see, like, sometimes female comedians starting out, and some of them are just doing, like, dirty things to be, like, shocking.
Yeah.
But then there's people who are actually, like, just a dirty person.
Well, Margaret Cho can be dirty in Korean. So that's
it's the best.
The greatest.
Well, I you know, when I got on The Tonight Show, suddenly they said, you can't be Stuttering John.
Fix yourself.
And then they put me in suits and college shirts.
What do you mean I can't be Stuttering John?
That's going to make you really nervous.
My whole act.
You're John Melendez now.
What are you talking about?
You can't be crass. You know, you got to pretend that you're, you know.
And you can't spell crass without ass.
That's right, Jim. Thank you. Jim, that's a very profound point.
I love it. Thanks for coming. We love everything you do. Don't do it anymore.
Don't do that at all. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was terrific. That's
so great. We're going a different direction.
Yeah, but
I love it.
Thanks, but no.
No.
No. You're not what
you're. You're just too good for us.
That's what it is.
Yeah, when you water down anyone from who they actually are, it takes away from.
That's what you said your lesson was in high school. You stopped being someone you weren't. You started being yourself. And
And then it worked out. You went the
other I pretend to be other people. That's my whole shtick.
Seems to be working though. So who am I? You know, like who's? Everyone has a different thing that works. You know.
But look at you. You're the homecoming queen, and you're funny, and the class clown.
And who knew?
And I was the class clown. I was not voted homecoming queen because I looked like an Armenian dude. But that's a story for a different time. Now,
you don't look like an Armenian dude.
No.
Anymore.
When did you know that you were a lesbian?
I met Armenian dudes,
Steph.
No.
Yeah. When I met you. Now, John, that is a joke.
But if she hadn't known.
That was a good one. I'll give it to you.
Jess. Also, you talk about a lot of real stuff in your act. You talk about depression.
Yeah.
And I know John was like, I can fuck the sad out of you. But listen, don't listen to him.
He's been fucking sad into women for the last 50 years.
Good one. Yes.
But I
need more sadness. Oh, there it is.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, you got your sadness in my hair.
I'm so loud.
You are such a filthy little whore. I love you. You seriously could be my daughter.
Oh my God.
Could be the child that I birthed.
I'm willing to be adopted.
Well, doesn't she look like me? Seriously.
She does, actually. And same sense of humor.
Have you ever donated sperm?
Would you like me to?
That was funny right there. If I were your mother, I'd be so proud of you with that joke. Because that was sort of like a dick joke and a lesbian joke. All good, like so inappropriate, all in one. That was, honey, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my mom loves to take credit for my being funny. She's like, you know, comedians all come from fucked up childhood. So if I had done a better job, you probably wouldn't be as funny as you are. I'm like, good one. Good observation.
It's true. So where does your depression stem from? And how do you deal with it in your act?
You know, I've been talking more about depression in my act because I think it's still not an open discussion. People kind of like stay in the closet about it.
Right.
So I...
People who are bullied a lot live with depression their whole lives.
Yeah. I think a lot of people suffer from it. And I think,
it never goes away.
Part of the joke is that like you shouldn't suffer in silence. You should speak up about it and make everyone around you suffer.
Yes. I think that's... I overshare.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. And they're like, okay. Well, that's the thing too, is that like it's emotionally draining for other people when you do try to share it. Because it's like... If you have a good friend, you get like you can have one night where you like really unload and they'll be there for you. But if you keep running into them and you're like, things are not good, they're going to be like, oh my god, they block you on. They're like, oh, I'd love to stay, but you're making me want to kill myself. So you're like, okay, I don't know, because it's a mental illness and people just treat you like you're a bummer, and you're like, no, it's like your brain is
not.
It's like no one's going to their friend with cancer and being like, you just got to get out of the house.
I've had a few head injuries. Like,
your sunlight makes me depressed.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Your mic isn't really on.
Because I'm too loud.
Okay, you're fine. Well, you're perfect.
Are you saying he's too loud?
Yes.
I have a very loud voice.
It's all right.
I have no control.
What's funny? I feel like we all, if you're human, you struggle with depression. We always joke about, right, the, you know, ads for antidepressants.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel slightly, you know, anxious? I'm a human. I have all those things in that goddamn ad.
Well, that's the thing to me, too, is because I'm also, like, a hippie, and I'm like,
suicide.
Pharmaceuticals, no.
Thoughts of murder, suicide.
I love this, you know... You know, I'm sorry.
Flamethrowers.
That's a wine.
Wood chippers.
You know, I love the car ads that, like, tell you everything the car is, and then at the end they go, no, it's not that car. It's the other car. Like, they lie through the whole thing.
The pharmaceutical industry commercials.
Yeah, the side effects when they're like, sudden death. You may shit your pants, and you're like, at least I'm not depressed.
Exploding uvula.
Exploding uvula.
I think that, like, some of depression comes from, like, just, it's all, like, pinned up. Sadness, because I think in our culture, like, it's not okay to just not be happy. Like, you can't run into people and not be like, I'm great.
Oh my God. That's
fine.
It's like,
I'm so happy.
Like, if you say something, is like, you're like, oh, I'm kind of sad about that thing, people are like, ugh, well.
What?
Maniac.
No, I have a few friends that struggle with pretty serious depression, but I feel like, don't we all? I don't know what's clinical and what's not, you know.
I've been theoretically suicidal since I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I didn't have, like, I had like these.
Hasn't everyone had thoughts about
well,
it?
Well, I've had like.
That's the thing is that I've talked to people.
Unrealistic murder suicide things. Anyway.
Some people don't.
Well, yeah. Because you know why? Because he goes up and down so rapidly.
No, he doesn't. He's not.
Oh, that makes one.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I do things very slowly.
Now he's fucking with you. All right.
No, I'm okay. Sorry, Jim. I just, you know, I'm getting used to your cadence.
Yes.
My cadence?
Yeah, your so cadence. I'm just trying to ride you up and
down.
No, go
ahead, Jim. You were saying something cheery about suicide?
Go ahead.
Yes, go
no,
on.
I just
let me crunch some crackers while you're talking.
Mm-hmm. I used to have completely mm-hmm. unrealistic fantasies about, like, killing everybody in the playground. You know, like going to a, you know, mm-hmm. to Torrance Airport.
But don't we blood. All?
Jessica, is this getting any scarier for you in the basement?
Oh, we are in a basement.
But I didn't.
How did John talk you into this?
He's like, yeah, I'm going to be in a basement. I don't want to live anymore, so I'll come.
That's my one. My
that's
one.
Rough. You're like, I'll get somebody that's already suicidally depressed. She doesn't care if she gets killed.
My one big regret is that my dad didn't own guns.
So you did you ever really consider it?
I considered it. Didn't do it.
Yeah. Haven't we all thought about it?
I've been suicidal, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it.
The only time I did was when I was taking Prozac for my OCD.
You know ooh. What's so funny is they do say that, yeah, that suicidal thoughts are a side effect of a lot of antidepressants. And it's like, yes. Well, what is the point?
But right? I wasn't yeah. depressed. I just have OCD. And then, yeah. and then I'm sitting there like in my sixth floor.
And you have a doctor that gets kicked back from Prozac. Exactly. So they put you on Prozac. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What if you have anti-anti-anti-anti-anti-anti?
You obviously weren't obsessed enough with killing
yourself
or you would have...
Okay. No, I mean, there's so many girls that I'd be upset
once.
If I did that.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Like,
so many girls left unbanged.
There'd be some unbanged married woman going
out.
Right.
Oh, at Vegas. Right. Who, if only. Alone.
If only I'd had that dick.
It's like, that free DirecTV dick.
Hey.
Dick so good, it pays the bill.
Mm, it's the magic dick.
I will tell you this. I'll be watching the...
Magic Dick
I'll be
was
watching,
the harmonica player for the Jerry Giles Band.
All right. Thank you.
I'll be watching the NFL game on my free DirecTV on my computer tonight.
Yeah? I mean, mm-hmm. How bad is your pussy that you have to give away cable?
Yeah, right?
It's like, no.
Come on, everybody.
Let me give you
just
something.
Just singletons in the house, everybody. Come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever depressed you're feeling, Jesus, that makes you feel better. I'm never giving away cable for my pussy. Jesus.
It's funny.
Right?
It's funny you keep mentioning
Jesus.
It's funny you keep mentioning Jesus because she's like a choir girl at our church. And
they're the biggest
the
freaks.
Not when she's with you. Oh, yeah.
The lady
God.
Who
oh, Jesus.
Oh, she sang me praises. Jessica, you missed out on that.
Are you? I feel like you're just making this up.
Yeah,
no,
I do too.
I swear on my I life, may I drop dead. Well, I swear on Jim's life.
Careful.
No, don't. Jim's already suicidal. Don't give up Jim's life.
Hey, you can't make me.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, I no. I mean, we've all. I always think it's amazing. Like, really? Are there people who have never thought about it? Never been like.
I've had some friends be like, I've never thought about that, and then. And that makes me go like, oh, maybe it is like a... But also
like... wow, because a lot of people want to kill you.
I think, yeah, it's like you, of all people, like we kill
themselves. Wow, because a lot of people...
The people we want dead never think about suicide. They're too dumb. They're like, life's perfect. Let me have 12 kids.
It's great. Ah!
When I think it's like people are so quick to jump to depression. Like, I don't even think I'm really depressed as much as like, oh, some like I'm...
Just to remember.
Empathetic, and sometimes I get sad because the world's not always a great place.
Really?
But a doctor will go like, oh, depression, take these pills.
Take
you know?
The longer flag.
I don't do take that because I just distrust.
I don't take anything.
I've never done any drug. I've never even smoked pot, and I just have a distrust of. I have an ex-friend that killed herself after she went off Paxil.
Yeah.
And
Lord.
No, my mom.
That.
When my mom goes off hers now, and that's why I won't get on antidepressants is because like my mom's like. Physically now like addicted to SSRIs because there's been a few times throughout her life where she'll be like, you know what, I feel good, I don't need these anymore, and she just tries to quit, and then like immediately like
that's
down
what I mean. Wow. That's what scares me is when people mess with their brain chemistry and then they get off of it by themselves or like, oh, I'm fine. And
I was on Prozac for like 3 days and I felt like I was moving through molasses, you know.
Yeah.
I just felt sweaty when I took Prozac.
By the way, just spit, I just wanted, you know, and
sorry, I did.
No, I found it hot, but I will tell you that
I'm not usually.
I take Viagra every once in a while, you know, when I'm doing coke. And
no. What? Yeah.
You know, I won't do pharmacy.
I really did not scream well enough for this job. I don't know. Just there was no nothing.
Why are you taking Viagra? Nobody fucks you.
Ah, ho, ho. Good one. Damn.
I just love your relationship. This is why I love her. We're going to bond over this. Because he's my new annoying work husband.
I love it.
He drinks out of cartons. He leaves his shoes upstairs. He fucking doesn't know how to make a bed. He drinks out of his shoes sometimes. He asks me for coffee.
He thinks they're cartons.
Oh, that is such a male counterpart thing I've noticed with all of my friends who do anything where they're like, oh, and this is my male co-host. It turns into can you make me coffee? And that's all. Men just want are just looking
coffee.
For moms Bing. In every environment.
Well, no, it's not that. She's already making herself one. Why can't you just put two cups in?
I'm good, actually.
I mean, what would be so hard if you're making one that you make two?
Because then it would make you happy, and we don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
I mean, it's the same thing. You're brewing the same amount of coffee.
I can't imagine.
No, it's expensive. You fucking go,
You think that cocaine's expensive.
You fucking suck off a hobo for some Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean that really.
Those
nice
are
way.
Peruvian beans. I get this great shit. I get this French roast Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Coffee's more expensive a habit than cocaine. I've heard.
Jess, you talked about it's a great time being a woman in comedy. You were talking about Amy Schumer's really funny. There's a lot of. I mean, it is. I got to say, because I'm the Crypt Keeper in comedy. But. It is. It is interesting how even for me, I was sort of shocking in my day, and I thought you're right. Yeah. Women in general, whether it's Amy Schumer or you, it's a lot more open in comedy. It's not more real. It's a lot more the way. This is what the happy hour is about. The way we really fucking talk.
You could be yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of being like my mother-in-law.
Right. Right.
I want to tell you.
My 92-year-old Republican mom is always still like, "Oh, Steffi, why do you have to work so blue? I don't."
Oh, God.
Why can't you be more like Rita Rudner?
That nice Rita Rudner.
Sweet Rita Rudner. Oh, she sounds just like my grandma.
Why? She wears a dress. She doesn't swear.
Would it kill you to curl your hair? Leave me alone.
That's how grandma says.
I got something that'll curl your hair.
She says, curl your hair and stop making liberal posts on Facebook.
Right. And so you do the Roadkill comedy tour. Oh, my God. Look at how hot all the girls are. Look, Jim.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Some hot girls. And you said, I take my pants off every city we visit.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
excited to take my pants off in front of the White House and see if I get arrested.
Really?
Now, Jessica, what's that all about?
Yeah, I wish I were in the Secret Service.
It started, I did a festival in Asheville, North Carolina.
We love Asheville.
Love the Asheville.
I'm obsessed with Asheville. And me and a bunch of comics.
Warren Haynes is from there.
Oh,
all right.
You don't know who that is. But
no, I don't. I don't care.
But a great city to be from.
It's fantastic. I love it. Go ahead.
It's fantastic in all of these.
Yeah. Four of us went. We just found some river, creek, and we went swimming, and I didn't have a bathing suit.
And
I just took my pants off. And then I thought it was funny to have one of them take a picture of me in the middle of the road staring up at there was just a field of cows. And so I posted this picture of me with no pants on appreciating the North Carolina landscape.
Wow.
And then I just thought it was so funny that I started doing it because I started traveling more. So I got to go over to Europe 2 years ago.
So you're the sisterhood of the traveling no pants.
Yes.
Right.
So I have a lot of landmarks.
That's
I've got
a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
The Vegas sign and the Eiffel Tower. I did one in front of the St. Louis Arch. I did get one in front of the White House. Nobody cared.
No.
I was nobody's even, none of these Secret Service people are
they're
even worried
all,
about
they're
me.
They're all fucking drunk and banging hookers and doing blow. They don't care.
Yeah. It's true.
It's so bad about that.
Whatever. So,
so you've never been to the Austrian town of fucking?
No,
not yet. But I have goals. So,
but it is interesting. Chelsea Handler does a lot of these, which I think are hilarious. These nude photos. She did a parody of Vladimir Putin on the horse, but she's
naked,
topless. But it's a whole new day for women in comedy.
Yeah.
It's just not when we...
She's funny and she's hot and...
No, Chelsea Handler's an evil woman.
No, she's not.
Don't say
I don't know her.
Although I do get and this is purely the bitterness of having weird
Steph.
Tits, is that when
excuse me?
When girls who
it's
do
worse
comedy...
Well,
if you're
tits.
Gonna do this, we need to see them.
Well, when girls who do right comedy side? Do any type of nudity thing and their body's better than mine, I'll be like, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
It's not funny because you have a nice body. It's funny when I
you
do it.
You have a
I don't
great
have a,
body.
My butt is really... But you know what? I'm sure
listen,
people
you're gonna have to show us.
Look, I would hit that.
Oh, good. You would hit anything.
Wow, that is so... Yeah,
you've
right.
probably hit this thing.
That's my butt. That's my bronzed ass.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You have a great ass.
Well, thank you. It's before spinning, though. It's better
great
now.
Ass.
Oh, man.
Her ass has disappeared, actually.
I got to do more work to make mine bigger. This day and age.
Because that's the new thing, right?
God.
Fucking
I like big
booty.
Butts. And I cannot lie.
All why did
trouble,
I, why
no
did
base.
I have to be coming up in the base age. Yeah. Why can't flat butts be it? That would be really helpful for me.
Right? Why we got to be all trouble now?
Does anyone like women shaped like thick rulers? Does that make sense?
That's like Kim Jong-il?
Yes.
You know, I'm just as Jim would, I think, maybe agree with me, Kim Kardashian's ass, I don't find
that's
that attractive.
That's a planet.
I don't
that's
try
not,
that.
That's not an
you
ass.
You don't
that's
find
a planet.
That attractive?
No, not
it's
at all.
It's a lot.
I'd rather a hard ass than this big ass on ass, you know.
Ass thing. On ass on yes. ass.
You know what
it
I mean?
Seems like how
with
do you even get in
on
there?
Top of the
you
ass.
Know? How do you even, like, navigate that?
What does Kanye do?
Well, he's obviously he's well endowed.
He's got to have GPS. He's got to, like, where is the middle of it?
Oh, I got to call Uber.
He's just lost. He calls an Uber to get in the middle.
I can't find your ass.
Kanye just gets lost in Kim Kardashian's ass. No one's seen Kanye in weeks.
Then he like right. So
he's
if
just
you're,
living in
if
a,
you're Uber,
the cave of
if
her butthole.
If you're, right, if your Uber guy cancels, he's got to call Lyft. He's like, Jesus Christ, I don't.
Like, no, sorry, we don't go out that far.
Where's the pink mustache? It's not what I'm seeing in here. I don't.
Who do you think is... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Who do you think is the hottest Kardashian out of all the girls?
Of all the girls? Courtney.
Well, all right.
That's my favorite.
Courtney, Kim seems too superficial. And Khloe, well, you know, Khloe.
A Kardashian that's superficial?
Wow. That all seems that all seems relative. Which Kardashian is less superficial?
Robert Kardashian. That's
you know, Jim, which Nazi
I'll be honest, Steph, because I used to hang out with them before they were
Caitlyn
famous.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No,
she's the hottest.
No, Caitlyn. I used to hang out
I'm
with
pandering.
Them.
But she still has the junk, which, you know.
I used to hang out with them before they were famous. And Courtney,
that's right. You lived out in
because I was friends with Bruce from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
The only reason anyone knows any Kardashians is because of OJ.
Because OJ fucking killed someone.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, OJ.
Yeah, thanks, OJ.
Yeah, but
I was
I'll
fine
tell
with you.
You
until the Kardashians came along.
But I'll tell you, Jessica, that Courtney would lie out by the pool, and my God, her body was perfect.
Wasn't she like 12 then, you creep?
Oh, Jesus, you get creepier.
It's like,
creepier.
Back in the 80s, she's like an 8-year-old.
I'm an artist, and I'm
God,
just...
He's like, because you're so young, he must be like Herbert the Pervert, right? Like,
okay. Would you like to come in? I've got a tree full of popsicles.
I've got some ribbon candy. You like ribbon candy?
I have some nougat in my pocket.
It doesn't
so this
look
is how
like
you met
nougat.
John. How creepy was it when you met him? So you met him at a comedy club in Vegas.
I know it doesn't look like nougat. Trust me, it's
nougat.
And
I was just like, here's this headliner. He whatever. Cool. He was funny. And then after the show, he's like, let's grab a drink.
Let's get a drink.
He's like, so hey, what's going on? Like, just really
right. Yeah.
I don't remember what he said because I blacked it out because of my memory. It was doing me a favor.
Yeah.
He's like, what, you got a boyfriend? I'm like, and
I do.
Like,
he doesn't care what the answer is. He's like, you got a girlfriend? When I first met him, I'm like, yes. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Relentless. And he kept being like, I can't. I'm just kidding. Unless you're like, you're in.
No.
He's never. Listen to me, Jessica. He's never fucking kidding.
No, Steph, the actual line I said there was like, look, we both know. That you want to be with me.
Well, that is what you said. Obviously, like, I'm a good-looking guy.
Like, I'm an Adonis.
That confidence. I would kill for that kind of confidence.
Why do guys have that? Why do guys have that naturally and we just don't?
It's a consolation prize for being
you don't have it?
No.
See, that's why you're hot.
I only do that when I'm pretending to be somebody else.
But that's why you're hot. That's why you're hot, because you make us want to tell you.
I only feel confident when I'm pretending to be somebody else.
Aww.
Me too.
Same with me, Jim. I'm really not that, you know,
shut up,
egotistical about myself.
He's drinking.
That's why I became
urine.
An actor.
Oh my God! Look at him. He's like he's drinking from this cartoonishly large glass of wine.
It's ridiculous.
Him.
Yeah, well, you gave me it.
And he's already been through like I don't know 17 beers. They're all in my like non-recycling.
Oh,
bin.
You couldn't even get the right bin.
No, I've only had 6 beers since noon.
Are you okay? He's fucking like John. He's the new John Boner of the show. I was like, what are you doing?
Hey, come in on the case of Merlot, motherfucker.
A case of Merlot.
Is that this fucking Harkamon Cocoa can hit some buttons? Fucking just Jesus, whatever.
No,
okay,
I'm just,
and now we're drinking with a pretty girl and saying fuck. How great is that?
Yeah,
no, amazing.
It's my dream.
Yeah, but you know what?
Look, I scaled back my dreams considerably.
Hey, I gave up most of my dreams.
Let me ask you a question, Jim. Like, since you've been married so long, mm-hmm. what do you do? What do you mean? No,
thanks for harshing all our buzz.
No, I'm serious. Like, do you?
How do you keep the romance alive?
Yeah. How? I mean, do you have sex a lot?
Oh my God, you're so. Oh my God, he's so stuttering, John. Right? Yes, Jim. Go. Do you want to answer, or do you want to just punch?
Why
wouldn't
you?
I just want to punch him in the nads.
All right, I'll punch him in the balls for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to, because at the end of my marriage, we never had sex.
Yeah, but she was married to you.
Well, let's exactly. Jim's wife is married to Jim. Your wife was married to.
That's because you were out on the balcony with binoculars looking at young Kourtney Kardashian.
Right, exactly. Going, wow, what a hot. Now, why doesn't she just want to fuck you?
Why isn't my
Stop
wife
looking at
fuck
Kourtney
me?
Kardashian off the balcony, you fucking pervert.
God. You hear that though? That stuff fades. I don't know if that's.
Well, she's going through a rough time emotionally now.
I'm sorry, Jim.
For her. Well, I can't.
That happens. No, that happens too. That happens.
That's part of married life.
That
happens.
You stay, Jim, I didn't know that.
People go through rough things, and that's. Yeah. Some of us aren't just always thinking about sex, John.
John.
That's a lie. We're
yeah, John.
Yeah, John.
My father.
I'm not one of those people, but John.
And I was like, me neither, but I'm sure someone out there.
I know it's going to be hard for you, Jess, to be nice, but my father just passed away last Thursday, so it's not all about sex.
Yeah, it is, because you know why? Because he took a nap here the other day, and he was like, oh, I was hoping that maybe you would come in because I'm vulnerable and you know, spoon me. I'm like, I know what happens if you spoon me.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, John, vulnerable. I'm so sorry about your father. Ah, what's that?
It's my scroll where I wrote the eulogy.
This is the scroll I wrote the eulogy on. Oh, my God. No, it's not. It's your dick.
There's a dick in here.
What?
I will tell you stuff. That my ex-girlfriend, the one I was telling, I don't know, did I tell you this on the air about how the producer of the Channel 9 show told me to stop hitting on her? She was a producer of the Channel 9 show.
Yes.
Stop hitting her.
And then she was your girlfriend by the next season.
Yeah. You know, so she's my girlfriend. But she came to my, you know, dad's wake.
Aw. Mm.
That's really nice of her.
And man, did she look hot.
Oh my God, this is like.
God,
what,
you're drooling
remember,
on yourself.
Remember at the end of Wedding Crashers, it became God, like funeral
call you
crashers?
Drooling, John.
Remember oh my God, with Will Ferrell.
Right? They started trolling funerals. Oh my God.
That's literally one of my closest friends. That's how her parents met. Her dad was at her mother's sister passed away, and her dad was there through a friend, and they met at a funeral. And. Like, she's like, isn't it kind of like weirdly romantic? But then I always think of Wedding Crashers and I'm like, oh, is he like putting the moves on this poor sad lady?
Right. No, I can't tell you how many times after a breakup with a woman, the guy's been like, what's going on?
Oh, really? So you're available.
You ready to cross over? Like, get out of here.
No, I'm just sad.
I want the confidence that men have that they think they're going to change every lesbian's sexual orientation.
Mm, right. No. Right. They don't know. They
it's because you haven't fucked me.
But
you're
no, just because you haven't seen theirs. You're like, oh, wow.
Well,
now.
That's not what most dicks
I have not seen
like.
That dick. That is, wow, that has.
Does it have a magic carpet attached to it?
Sparkles, and it has,
wow. We could find. $1 million just hanging off of your balls? If your balls are like a sack of gold. Like, oh, I do change my mind.
Well, I've not seen
Wasn't that a Sting song? My balls are a sack of gold.
Wow. That has ponies on
it.
That's
that
fantastic.
This is amazing.
This is great.
It's so weird that he says that, because that was going to be my marriage song for the girlfriend.
Really?
That showed up at
the wake. Fields of
Gold. Fields of Gold is one of the most beautiful songs.
Really?
Synchronicity.
Have you ever heard that song, Seth?
No, I haven't.
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's a beautiful song. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Well, he's obviously romantic. What the fuck?
He doesn't look like that.
I like big butts, and that's going to be my wedding song.
Yeah, that would be his wedding song. Right, not as big as Kim Kardashian's, but okay.
Kim Kardashian has her whole system of moons.
Yes, it is. It's not really just an ass. It's not a Uranus. It's a.
It is like its own planet.
Right.
I feel like if someone were to look at us from outer space.
Planet Kim.
Like another.
Right.
planet. They'd be like, oh, it seems to have some sort of other.
Stay away from that planet. Gravitational field too strong.
They just think it's a mountain.
So, Jess, your
the ass is too big.
Your boyfriend, what are you thinking? You're 25. Is this the guy? Is this the one? Are you too young? You don't know?
He's great. I don't know. It's been good so far. It's definitely the longest I've stuck around someone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I have a timeline of like getting up to a year and then bolting.
Right.
I think it's the borderline personality disorder. I don't know. I'm a runner.
That's hot.
That's the Julia Roberts character. I really
Yeah, runaway bride. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, run for your life.
Yeah.
But he and I hung out for like a year before we started dating. Like we were like kind of seeing each other before it was official. And I literally had a moment where I was like, oh, we've been hanging out for like a year. I should hate you by now.
Right.
And I just like an offhanded comment. And I was like, we got together. And so we'll see. I don't know. I know that like love comes and goes. So I'm just enjoying it.
Do you want to get married?
Nah, I don't.
Why?
Want to have kids?
No.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a bad mom.
Yeah. Do you want to have kids, Steph?
Are you kidding? This is like whatever's down here. I don't know. It's like tumbleweeds, barroom doors, like dust. It's just the crypt keeper is there.
I just don't see. I also have like
no, it's too late. That problems. That ship has sailed.
I have like bad like genes and stuff too. I don't want to pass it on. Plus, it's like overpopulated. Oh, thank you.
He likes you and your genes.
I feel like maybe one day if I was really financially stable, I could see myself adopting. And I know that could change. I could want a kid eventually.
But Angelina Jolie. But I don't get adopting when you're
perfectly capable of.
You don't get adopting.
Right. No, I would adopt now because I have three of my own. But I would
good. More you.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm just
fantastic.
Kidding. Your kids are great.
No, it's
I'm sure.
No, I just,
Cats.
Well, because my dad, God rest his soul, and I love him, but he made a lot of mistakes. And
your dad?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No, he used to, he used to beat us up and everything. And,
oh, yeah.
And I made a conscious decision when I was
built
a kid.
Character.
No, I made a conscious decision. I said, I'm not going to ever hit my kids, which I never have.
My dad punched me in the mouth once.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
my stepdad did that.
I had a fat lip for a couple of days, but the emotional scars are forever.
Yeah, my dad never hit us. My mom,
She's
a little spanky. She's a little spanky McSpankerson.
Yeah.
Oh,
See, that explains everything.
Anyway, go ahead, John. Sorry.
No, but I made a conscious decision to never, ever strike my kids, rarely scream at my kids, because, that was so traumatic for me. And that's what brought on the stuttering, was all that.
Was you trying not to scream, or you getting...
No, because my...
Oh, because your dad...
I'll never forget, I was 5 years old, and I had my back against the door, and my sister had showed up late one night, and my father came down to the door when she showed up and just beat the living crap out of her. Ooh. And my mom came down.
Oh, God.
And my mom came down and, naked... Just in pain.
That's all a little. Jesus. Call me Dr. Freud.
Wait.
Jesus. Hello, Dr. Freud.
Back up. Hang on.
It feels weird
what?
Drinking champagne while he says this. I'm like,
Jim, if it makes you feel good, she's a blonde, blue-eyed Danish
happy
woman.
Happy hour.
Is she real blonde?
Yes. And she came down and she jumped on his back. And
Jim, pay attention to the storyline. It's not about the hot
Danish. He distracted me with the whole Danish thing.
Your mom jumped in to save you?
What?
Your mom jumped in to save you? Your sister?
Well, she jumped in and pulled my father off, my sister. And I said, as a five-year-old, I said, oh, no, not again. Which only implies that it happened even when I was four and three.
Yeah.
So it was so traumatic that's where I started stuttering right around that time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Man.
That makes me want to fuck you. Is that why you told the story?
No.
Oh, sympathy.
Wow, good plan.
My stepdad hit me, and then when I told my mom, she said, what did you do?
Well, yikes.
And here we are. We're all really great comedians, And I was like, well, I called him a faggot, is what I did.
Okay. And you're probably right.
But I was also like 14.
And now you're liberal on Facebook, right?
Yeah. So don't use that word, you guys. Has nothing to do with making people feel good. It's just like your homophobic stepdad might beat you up. That's the only reason I don't say it.
I was in Austria a few years ago. And
booking?
There was a... what?
Booking?
No, Fooking, not in, that town. No,
he was not Fooking then.
But there was a sign up promoting the Austrian musician who played the bassoon. I think it's the bassoon. But in German, the instrument is called the Fagott. So it said like Hans Müller, faggot. So, I mean, everyone who spoke German understood what it meant. But, you know, I'm sure the American tourists went. Look, his okay.
How many Instagram accounts has that ended up on? Like,
so what kind of stuff do you post on Facegram or Facebook?
Facegram.
Are you
sure you're not 60? Do you wear Crocs?
Facegram.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, we're all way right, past Brian. Facebook.
So I will tonight.
You post shit on Facebook that like pisses people off because you're liberal, or
yeah. I mean, yeah. I actually don't get too crazy with like liberal posts, but like when something like really is on my mind, I'll post about it. I stay away from too many memes. But like I'll post statuses. Like,
you should stay away from mimes too.
Yeah,
I do.
Creepy.
It's creepy.
I need a talker. You know what I mean? It's like, although I guess me dating a mime would be like a dream scenario because I could just talk and talk and talk. And
you're like, oh yes, I know. It's windy. Listener. It's windy, and you're going in the basement again.
Okay, here comes the piano from the sky.
Oh, it's a rope. Look.
Oh my god.
So this is getting a little old. You're like. Give me something new. And then he just mimes riding a bike away and never comes back. And I'm like, I was just kidding.
But it could be good tantric sex. I'm touching you. No, I'm not. Like, no, I'm not.
I would lose my mind.
I almost am.
Fuck me already.
Come on, just fuck me. Fuck me.
God.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask you a question? Did Jeff have bad sex? Was there ever?
Ever?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
A lot of men are bad at sex. You don't think you've had bad sex because... For men is just you're not fucking you.
Did I come?
Okay, men are like, oh my.
Did everyone give you free cable? No, they didn't.
Yeah, but like, well, everyone doesn't work at DirecTV. I also have a great free DWP.
Well, you should work for DirecTV.
From the guy who came in and installed DWP.
But no, honestly, is bad sex for a girl?
I should get a job at DirecTV.
I mean, and Steph, you could.
I don't know. Not. Coming? I don't know. It's just like some guys will just like get in there and do this like jackrabbit like. Some guys are real selfish with sex,
right?
And but also like
that's what masturbation
monotonous. I don't like. I don't like plain missionary sex. I think it's boring. It's a weird catch 22 I'm always in with relationships because it's a weird to try to like explain to the person who's supposed to be really sweet to you to be like, hey, you know, you don't have to be like so sweet.
Yeah, that'd be so nice.
If you want to like, because
you know what, I'm really kind of a little bad.
Yeah.
A little spanky.
I've got some KY jelly.
But it's a weird... Everyone has their... I think what's bad sex to girls is different for different people. But obviously, like, if a guy comes too quick, if he's just, like, fucking you, like, you might as well be an inanimate object. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Let me just say, I would never have done that.
Just when you thought his voice couldn't get creepier,
God.
Right?
I would never, ever do that.
Barry White? Like, what are you...
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Do you have pants on now? What's
don't you
happening?
Feel like that's the voice you'd hear after he came after like 30 seconds? Just I'm sorry.
For you?
I'll pay the dry clean your jeans.
But I feel like he would just be like, you're welcome.
I'll pay for that. I'm sorry.
Let me just ease your panties down.
All right, I feel like we need to go now. What can we promote?
I'll be in Switzerland in 2 weeks for the Montreux Comedy Festival.
Aren't you the first English speaker? How is that?
I am. No. It'll be good. I was the first. Oui, je parle en français un peu, mais pas bien. Italiane.
Italiano è più. Italiano è più come francese che spagnolo.
This guy knows it all. Mm-hmm.
He's a linguist.
Yeah. They opened it up to English speakers 2 years ago, and so that was the first time we flew over there. And now they're expanding it to like a whole bunch of different regions around the world. So the showcase I'm on is like people from South Africa, people from the UK, the Middle East. It's like it'll
my lady.
Hopefully be cool. It could be a train wreck, and we all bomb in front of Swiss people.
No, you're going to be fantastic.
But
Jim is a cunning linguist. He does Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw, in between all the news. I'm from Oklahoma. The Latvian lose team is a spot of gold. I'm seriously.
Spot on.
Latvian.
He's got to be good with his tongue. Okay. All right.
I will say, Steph, she is very, very freaking
You funny. Are hilarious. Yeah. How do we follow you on Twitter? Jessica Michelle Singleton is her name. How do we follow you? How do we?
@JMS.
People are going to be following you in a creepy way like we are now.
Yeah, well, hey, I will take any of the follows I can get. It's a tough world there. JMS Comedy, and that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/JessicaMichelleSingleton. But if you just follow me on Twitter, it's a link.
My illegitimate comedy daughter, I love you. This has been such a delight.
This is such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. You have to bring up the what do you call it?
Thank you for having
Damn
me.
Damn it, John.
Bring up the let's
oh, John.
Pink thing you did in the beginning
Stupid.
For the end of this, John.
Stupid. Just give me John.
God damn it, John, you fucking asshole.
Oh, it's not even an hour
it's
yet.
The pink song with the same thing we started it with.
Yeah, but I guess
Stinky Pinky.
Jesus, Sean, right? What the fuck? It's like working with Sling Blade.
Right.
What's Oh God, thank God.
L'chaim.
Love you, John. We love you, Jess. We love you, John.
We love you all.
Fucking kidding.